This spooky season, Philadelphians are going all out with Halloween decorations. And really, who are these showcases for? Usually for the neighbors to enjoy, especially the kids. For this week's Feel Good Friday story, WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada captures some joyful reactions to Halloween flair.
Sam and Zora Turner are siblings who love Halloween. They both like to dress up, go trick-or-treating, and of course, eat candy. This year, Zora, who is 4 years old, is going as a princess. She's excited about her costume.
It has a crown, and I think a necklace, and princess shoes, and a dress.
Sam, on the other hand, who is 6 and a half, is hoping to scare people with a werewolf costume.
I'm going to make my hands like a claw, and I'm going to go like, at them.
Sam and Zora are loving all of the decorations in their neighborhood near West Philly's Clark Park.
It's a skeleton. I'm a skeleton, dun, dun, dun. Oh my God, look at those.
The next house that catches their attention makes quite the impression. It's been decorated with painted cardboard cutouts to look like a giant monster. There's a big tongue hanging out, along with eyes and sharp teeth that hang with strings on the porch.
Oh my gosh! It's like this is the mouth.
No, that's the
those are the teeth.
And those are the eyes.
But this is like a whole monster up here.
What do you think makes a good Halloween decoration?
The ghosts. The balloons. I think that that spider web makes a good decoration. And if someone hung up bats, that would be scary.
With so much Halloween decor everywhere, Sam and Zora can't wait to get out there for trick-or-treating. Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.